So, yes, the Bible reading is Psalm 125. A song of ascents. Those who trust in the Lord are like Mount Zion, which cannot be moved, but abides forever. As the mountains surround Jerusalem, so the Lord surrounds his people from this time forth and forevermore. For the scepter of wickedness shall not rest on the land allotted to the righteous, lest the righteous stretch out their hands to do wrong. Do good, O Lord, to those who are good, and to those who are upright in their hearts. But those who turn aside to their crooked ways, the Lord will lead away with evildoers. Peace be upon Israel.
Brilliant. Thank you so much to Chris for reading for us. I do assure you, you don't have to be called Chris to be involved this morning. We're very grateful to have everyone here with us today and to be reading God's word together. Now I'm going to ask for God's help as we come to look at this great psalm together. Heavenly Father, thank you so much for your word. Thank you that you are a God who speaks. And we pray this morning that you would give us ears to hear what you would say to us. And we pray that as we hear what you have to say, you would give us greater confidence. Confidence in who you are and of who we are as we know you. For your most glorious name's sake, we pray. Amen. Well, I wonder, what are the things in life that give you a sense of stability and security? Perhaps for you, the thing that really makes you feel kind of on top of the situation and stable is your routine. You know, as long as you get up on time and everything unfolds in the day as you've planned, well, then all is well in your world. Or perhaps the thing that gives you stability and security is relationships, friendships. Connecting with others, a sense of being loved and cared for, and being able to love and care for other people. Maybe it's a balance in life, a kind of sense of equilibrium, everything in its place. You're able to juggle various commitments, work and home, hobbies and church, and keep all the plates spinning. As long as you're able to keep the plates spinning, you're happy. Maybe it's a sense of control. As long as you're able to control where you want to go, what you want to do, when you want to do it, then, you know, life is good. You're stable. You're settled. Now, perhaps for you it is money. As long as there's enough money coming into the bank each month to pay for what needs to go out that month, as long as there's a fair chunk of savings in the account as well, then you'll feel settled and stable and secure. Well, there are various things we might look to. But in the past year, our lives and the things that we look to give us a sense of stability have been shaken, haven't they? We've been shaken by the pandemic and all of its implications for our lives. Our routines have gone out the window. Our friendships have been happening at distance and in very restricted ways. Our ability to juggle the various pressures of work and family life and church life and whatever else it might be involved, we were involved with have just kind of gone out the window. We've lost control. We've been told where we can go, when we can go, and under what conditions. We haven't been in control in the way that we perhaps once were. And so for many of us, this has added significant burden, hasn't it? Perhaps it's even added financial burden and pressure as well. So all the things that we might look to give us a sense of stability and security, so many of them have just kind of been pulled out from under our feet, haven't they? So it's hardly surprising that 1 in 5 adults in this past year have had some kind of depressive symptoms during the pandemic. Many of us, I think, if we're honest and we answered the question, how are you doing honestly, would probably be answering something like, nah, or bleh. You know, we haven't been in a great place. We've been languishing. We've been grieving the loss of normality. We've been fearing what a new normal a new normal might look like as we come out of these restrictions. And we have to learn all over again how to do life. The last year has shaken us. Every person here, every member of our church family, every person we know has been rocked in some way by the past year and its consequences. And in the midst of that, we've been confronted with our fragility, with the fragility of human life on a scale that has been unseen in our lifetime. And then, of course, there is the personal pain and loss that we know those among us have experienced, those who are grieving at the moment the loss of loved ones. There are those in our church family who fled for their lives from torture and persecution, leaving their families behind. There are those suffering in silence and struggling to keep going. This psalm speaks to each of us as we feel that sense of having been shaken. And my hope and prayer as we look at this psalm together this morning is that if you really are in the depths of feeling shaken and overwhelmed, as though the world is crashing in all around you, that you would know God's very real love and care and protection. Because that's what this psalm is all about. It's about stability, it's about security, it's about peace. It's about how we can have a life filled with utter security. And it is as we know the Lord that we can know and experience that reality. We're going to see three things together this morning. The stability of those who trust the Lord, the security of those who trust the Lord, and the settled peace of those who trust the Lord. Firstly, the stability of those who trust the Lord. Now, as we've already reflected, we do not always feel particularly stable. We've been shaken in a whole host of ways, but verse 1, for those who trust God, there is an ultimate unshakability. Have a look at verse 1 with me. Those who trust in the Lord are like Mount Zion, which cannot be moved, but abides forever. Someone says, if you know the Lord God today, you are like a mountain. Now, we may not feel like a mountain this morning. Maybe we don't feel particularly solid and immovable like a mountain does. But there is a profound reality, a spiritual reality, that if you know God this morning as your Lord and your King, then you are that stable and secure. Now, it's not difficult for us to get the picture of a mountain in our heads, is it? We live in a city filled with hills. We live on the edge of the Peak District. And if you head out to the Peak District, I don't know about you, but I've never experienced it, that when I go out there looking for Kinder Scout or Mam Tour, I find that they've moved. They're always in the same place. Utterly predictable, utterly reliable, always there. Mountains and hills do not move. They're solid, they're reliable, they're consistent, they're robust, and they are not going anywhere. They've been there for thousands of years, and they're going to continue for thousands of years to come. Verse 1, those who trust in the Lord are like Mount Zion, which cannot be moved, but abides forever. So how does this relate to us? In what way are those who know the Lord like mountains? Well, as we've seen over the past few weeks, looking at the Psalms, it does not mean that the Christian life is going to be easy. There will be various situations, as Steve was sharing earlier, that will overwhelm us, that will feel overwhelming. There'll be moments that feel like an earthquake that's going to swallow us up, like we were thinking about last week in Psalm 124, verse 3. There'll be moments when grief and despair threaten to sweep us away, Psalm 124, verse 4. But the reality of this psalm, what it's trying to show us and remind us is, yes, although those raging storms may come, those who know God as their king, those who are part of his family, will not ultimately be moved. Because whatever it is that comes at us, they are not able to take away our sure and certain place in the family of God. Nothing can stop us from being God's children. The storms of life are not able to undermine the sure and certain promises of God's word. That those who trust in Jesus are safe now and for eternity with him. The storms of this life are not able to remove the certain future that Jesus died to win for us on the cross, and that his Holy Spirit now guards for those who trust in him. We have a new life in Jesus that cannot be taken away. Through him, we will abide forever. Now, this doesn't mean we have to put on an outward show of stability and strength. You know, sometimes we think that's the way that the Christian life is supposed to be. You've got to kind of appear like this rock-solid mountain. Well, we've seen, haven't we, over the last few weeks, that's not what we're to do. No, we can be emotional and honest, and we will be moved by the things that we face. But as we do, we need to remember, and we need others to remind us, that in the midst of it all, we are utterly secure. Although we might feel tossed and turned and like life is going upside down, because our trust is in God's goodness, in his faithfulness, his capacity to keep us through those challenging times, not our own, we will come through this. We will ultimately be shown to be as solid and firm as a mountain, not because of who or what we are, because of where our trust is. It's very clear, isn't it? Those who trust in the Lord are like Mount Zion. The solidity of those who have faith does not come from themselves, but from the one in whom they trust. The one who made the mountains themselves. And the one who has given us a guaranteed eternal future with him in a mountain city, where all the bad and the evil and the sad things of this life will be no more. Now, Mount Zion is specifically mentioned here, isn't it? It's not just like we're like any mountain. But those who trust in the Lord are like Mount Zion. Now, Mount Zion is another name for Jerusalem, which, of course, in the sweep of the Bible, in the Old Testament, was the location of God's of the temple. It represented the place of God's presence with his people. That is what helps us to know we are utterly secure. It's because we have God's very presence in our hearts by his Spirit. We are the place where God has established his home. Mount Zion, Jerusalem, was the place where God set his king on the throne, where his king reigns forever. And so if he is with us, if he is for us, if God's chosen holy king, Jesus, is on our side, well, there's utter stability and security with him, isn't there? That brings us to our second main point this morning. The security of those who trust the Lord. Verse 2, a second mountain picture for us. As the mountains surround Jerusalem, so the Lord surrounds his people from this time forth and forevermore. Now, I've never been to Jerusalem. I don't know if you have, but if you do go there, you will see that it is surrounded by mountains. It was what made it such a difficult place to attack. It's what made it such a secure location. Being surrounded isn't always a good thing, but if you're surrounded by the Lord, like Jerusalem was surrounded by mountains, then you are utterly secure. Just as the imposing mountains around the city of Jerusalem made it impregnable to attack, God is surrounding us today like a solid, immovable, impregnable mountain shield. And he will never stop. Isn't that an incredible picture? God is surrounding you with his care and protection today. And when's it going to happen? From this time forth and forevermore, verse 2. He's never going to stop. And so God is saying to us this morning, there is nothing to fear. He is providing us with comprehensive 24/7, 365 days a year, 360 degrees, all round protection. He is our refuge, our fortress, our defender, our stronghold. With him, there is nothing to fear. So when those challenging times come, we can have confidence that he is with us, that he will keep us, that he will protect us. One day, Jesus was out in a boat with his disciples. It's quite a famous story. He was on the Sea of Galilee, asleep in the back of the boat with his head on a cushion while a storm began raging around. The disciples were scared. These were fishermen. They should know what to do in a storm. But what they found themselves doing was waking Jesus up and saying to him, "Teacher, do you not care that we're perishing?" Jesus woke up. He rebuked the wind and the sea. And he said to them, "Peace, be still." The wind stopped, there was a great calm, and Jesus turned to his disciples and he said to them, "Why are you so afraid? Have you still no faith?" See what Jesus is saying? He's saying, look, you've got me here with you. I'm going to keep you safe. There is nothing to fear, even when the storm comes raging. Jesus brings peace in the middle of the storms of life. Just as he was able to keep his disciples safe from the very real dangers of that of the waves that were crashing into the boat that day, he is able to keep us safe in the storms of life. Now, of course, it doesn't mean that we're immune from the struggles of this life. But as we view the challenges we face with the eyes of faith, as we see that Jesus is in charge, as we remember that he is the king who has beaten even death itself, then we can have confidence that we too are utterly secure with him. So what is it that is making you fearful and anxious today? What is it that's unsettling you? Trying to shake you. Know this morning that the Lord is with you. Not only is he with you, he is like the mountains that surround Jerusalem, protecting you. And that you yourself are like the Mount Zion itself, utterly planted and stable. Whatever has come, he is surrounding you with his unending love and care and protection. Even death itself doesn't mark the end of his care for us. It's the Apostle Paul wrote in Romans chapter 8, coming up on the screen for us, "I am sure that neither death nor life, nor angels nor rulers, nor things present nor things to come, nor powers nor height nor depth, nor anything else in all creation will be able to separate us from the love of God in Christ Jesus our Lord." There's nothing. Nothing can separate us from the love of God that is in Christ Jesus. Whatever comes, we are secure. Now, this is so important because there will be those who want us to doubt our salvation. There are those who want us to question whether we're really safe with Jesus, who try to persuade us that security and stability really are found elsewhere, not in Jesus. And there will be moments that we face in life, situations that may last for a long time, that lead us to begin to question ourselves, am I really safe? Am I really secure with Jesus? Or would I be looking elsewhere? Perhaps when ill health comes, or as we get older and our bodies become more frail, perhaps mental health struggles cause us to wonder and question and doubt. Perhaps feeling disconnected from other members of the church family. God wants you to know this morning, you are safe and secure with him. And even from those attacks, those who would try and lead us away from Jesus, God himself will keep us safe. Have a look at verse 3. "For the scepter of wickedness shall not rest on the land allotted to the righteous, lest the righteous stretch out their hands to do wrong." Now, the scepter is a picture of power and rule and authority. And so this verse is saying that evil and wickedness shall never reign among his people. The scepter of wickedness shall not rest on the place allotted to the righteous. Now, we know that one day, when Jesus comes again in glory, this promise will be fulfilled in all its fullness. There will be a place where there is no more wickedness or evil anymore. But until that moment comes, we still know that God is guarding us. He's keeping us and protecting us, even from those who would lead us away from him. If there's temptations that we're struggling with, if there's sin that we're tending to fall into, we can ask for God's help and protection. 1 Corinthians 10 verse 13 says that with the temptation that we face, he will always provide the way of escape that we may be able to endure it. He doesn't want us to stretch out our hands to do wrong, as verse 3 says. So even from our own sinful hearts, he wants to help us and guard us and keep us safe. Because ultimately, he wants us to live with a settled peace. That brings us to our third and final point this morning. The settled peace of those who trust the Lord. The psalm ends with a prayer for God to do what he has already promised, to do good to those who trust him, to bring them to the kind of settled peace that only comes from knowing him and knowing that we are secure and stable with him. It's a prayer for us to know and experience the realities of verses 1 to 3. And it's all summed up by that final little sentence in verse 5. "Peace be upon Israel." Now, Israel represents the people of God throughout the ages. So we can read that as a summary of those who trust the Lord. And peace is a word, a Bible word filled with meaning. The original is the word shalom. So we could have had the shalom of those who trust the Lord as the final point. It means more than what we think of when we think of peace. It doesn't just mean a kind of a ceasing from war. It means a wholeness, a completeness, a soundness to life, a health and safety and a prosperity. It comes with the implication of permanence. And so as the psalmist prays, verses 4 and 5, for the Lord to do good to those who are upright in heart and to lead the crooked away, he is simply asking God to be faithful to his promises, to his people, to allow them and to allow us to experience God's very real love, care, and protection in the here and now. The upright in heart of verse 4 are simply those who trust the Lord. See, we cannot be good enough for God. Christianity is not about being good enough for God, making yourselves good enough to experience his goodness and blessing. Those who are upright in heart are simply those who have been given a new heart as they've put their trust in Jesus. Now, you may be here today as someone who doesn't yet know this kind of settled peace, this kind of shalom, because you haven't yet come to put your trust in Jesus. But I think your heart yearns for this, doesn't it? Don't you long for peace, for wholeness, for protection, for safety, for security, for confidence, for the future, for now? We all long for that, don't we? And it is on offer for you today. No matter how old you are, no matter what you've done in your life up until now, those who trust in the Lord are like Mount Zion. Those who trust in the Lord are surrounded by his care and protection. Those who trust in the Lord can experience this kind of peace and shalom. So come and put your trust in the Lord today. If you're unsettled, if you're shaken, if you're not sure what to make of all that's going on in the world, come and find peace for your soul this morning. In Matthew's gospel, Jesus makes it very clear that there is a choice for us all. He tells this famous little parable. Having given a long talk about what he's about, what his kingdom is like, he says this: everyone then who hears these words of mine and does them will be like a wise man who built his house on the rock. The rain fell, the floods came, and the winds blew and beat on that house, but it did not fall because it had been founded on the rock. And everyone who hears these words of mine, says Jesus, and does them, and does not do them, will be like a foolish man who built his house on the sand. And the rain fell, and the floods came, and the winds blew and beat against that house. And it fell, and great was the fall of it. So there is a choice for us this morning. A very clear choice. Will you choose the peace, the protection, and the permanence, clinging to him as the storms come, building your life on the firm foundation of his word? Or will you choose to ignore him, to do life your own way, to look for peace and security and protection elsewhere? And Jesus warns us that that is the way to destruction. When the storms come and beat against that house, what happens to the house not built on Jesus' words? It crumbles. So come to Jesus this morning. If you are weary and heavy laden, if you are one of his people, and you are feeling shaken, know you have an eternal peace that Jesus won for you by dying on your place, in your place on the cross. Know that he is surrounding you with his protection. Know that although you may feel moved and shaken, you are like a mountain and you will abide forever. Let me pray for us all this morning. Gracious Heavenly Father, we praise you and thank you so much for your word. Thank you for the utter peace, protection, and security that we have through Jesus. Lord God, for those of us who are feeling particularly shaken at the moment and insecure, would we know and experience the realities of this psalm? And would we live out our lives trusting in you, knowing that you have us safe both now and for eternity? For your most glorious name's sake, we pray. Amen. Amen. We're going to finish our time together by singing a song that continues to remind us of the firm foundations that we have in Jesus. So let's stand and let's sing.